Well, I want to thank you as well. When we first started talking about this, I had hoped that we would have the kind of theoretical and practical and research-based discussion, and I really think that we've got that. And I'm going to be very brief in my remarks because I think we could have a dialogue with some of the presenters so that you folks can have a conversation. I have nothing to disclose. You've already been presented with a number of why we're interested in what's going on in the mental health field and why we need to make some changes. We are addressing the mental health through public health approach. We think this really is going to make a difference. It doesn't mean that we're discarding treatment, we're discarding some of the early intervention. It just means that we're broadening what we're looking at and trying to really make a difference. we really feel that, and you'll see with the California Mental Health Service Act and the CalMESA, the efforts that we have on health promotion and behavioral health prevention efforts, that we're really looking at trying to involve ourselves throughout the community and at all different levels. We've also been looking at other nations and what they're doing. Scotland's See Me campaign and Time to Change, seeing what they can do. We have the RAND Corporation doing an evaluation of all the work we're doing, and in the process they're coming up with a return on investment. We think we'll have that out in the spring or fall, spring of 2015. We have three key strategies in our campaign. One is to prevent suicide, another is to reduce stigma and discrimination, and the third is to improve student mental health. And those become the core of our promotions. We have evidence for return on investment for suicide prevention programs in California. Suicide is the second leading cause of death among 15 to 24-year-olds. It's the leading cause of the highest risk population are males between the ages of 55 and over. Usually that's due because of the means effect where they have weapons, and that has an impact on their suicide rate. What's happening in California? We're taking a public health lens at a statewide level. CalMESA is a joint powers authority. The counties in California joined together and said, we want to do something about this. We want to broaden the scope. We have investment in prevention at the local level, but we want to do something where in Modoc County or Alpine County that has 1,300 people and Los Angeles County that has 10 million people, we can do something that impacts both of those communities. It was funded initially by the Mental Health Service Act, Prop 63. Daryl Steinberg was the first one to think about the one percenters and give a little nudge to them and take 1% of their adjusted gross income over $1 million. At the time, there were 33,000 of those individuals in California. There's a few more nowadays because of the rise in the dot-com again. Again, our three strategies, suicide prevention, stigma and discrimination, student mental health, and those are administered by CalMESA. We formed this joint powers authority. We feel it fills the gap in key PEI efforts at the local level, but it does it from a statewide perspective. This afternoon at 2:30, we will have an hour and a half presentation on the stigma and the suicide and the student mental health. Our staff from CalMESA are here to really go into some of the details and the specifics of those programs. I encourage you to come take a look. We have campaigns. I could breeze through these, but I really want to have a conversation, so I'm just going to mention briefly the stigma and discrimination. Some things that I enjoyed was they have a directing change campaign. I think that's a little bit later on, but we have students in the high schools creating their own PSAs on their own experience with their own video folks in the schools. Have 350 or so presentations. There was a Academy Award kind of activity for the students. The young ladies dressed up in gowns. It was a real celebration of looking at PSAs and how that could impact them. And the schools are continuing to do it regardless of what our efforts are. They think it's really an excellent way to go. We've worked with NAMI. We've worked with our cultural California is a multicultural state, more so probably than most others, and so we really have worked back with our diversity populations and disparities to make sure that any of our messages reach all the populations based on language and based on cultural we had a one-day event, Mental Health Matters Day. We have work in the schools, or at work. One of the things we found is that the workplace has a breeding ground for a lot of what we do every single day, and to get some mental health interventions at the workplace is very important. So we've done some campaigns doing that in the workplace. We had an opportunity with to be at a conference on crisis intervention training with some of the folks from Sandy Hook, and what they did as far as working with their law enforcement officers after going into those schoolrooms. And they did the kind of work that deals with trauma for their officers, so indeed they could make a difference, so that divorces, losing their job, that kind of impact of being in that kind of traumatic situation was reduced dramatically. And a year later, they were talking about how none of those events occurred for those officers. That kind of work environment impact and doing trauma-related work is very, very important, and that's some of what we're doing with our involvement. We also are in the policy area, and we've been working with journalists. The AP has now have a how to talk about mental illness in the Associated Press, and that is really, I think, making a difference for how we're reporting on mental health issues in our society. We also are working very closely with the primary care because of their opportunity to see folks, especially in training them on suicide issues. I think there's some data that 40% of those persons 65 years of age or older that have seen their doctor in the last 30 days have attempted suicide, and that kind of information by doctors for them to know what risk factors are is very important. We have these campaign Know the Signs for, are in multi-languages. They've seen people throughout. We have the My 3 campaign, which is for the younger folks as far as how to use the an app to work on your own safety plan and knowing the signs. We have hotlines that we've refunded so that we can make sure that we have a clear network of talk chat lines in the state. Our student mental health work has been really exciting. The K through 12, I don't know whether people know about positive behavioral interventions, but it's an approach that looks at the whole population in the school and then also looks at interventions, and those at the highest that have severe mental health issues are also dealt with, but it's the general population, changing the culture in the school, which really can work on a rewards-oriented rather than a sanction-oriented school. The higher education, the University of California, the California State University system, the community college system have all been engaged at the chancellor's level to make them work on different projects. We have a number of surveys that we've been doing with them to try to see whether faculty and students' attitudes, knowledge, and beliefs about mental illness are changing over time. Evaluating this week, sent out an RFP and chose RAND Corporation, who came up with evaluation framework looking simply at where is the money going, what is it doing, does it make a difference, and are there public health benefits. And where we are now is what is it doing, and we have a number of publications on that. Is it making a difference in that knowledge and attitudes, and we're seeing some of that, and it's the long-term impacts that we want to also be able to take a look at. We see this as a public health initiative that's similar to cardiovascular, where you're talking about 10, 20 years to make the significant kind of changes. You might see 1% change in 1 year, but over a period of time you can see significant changes in your population. The RAND Corporation's interim evaluation publications are at our website, and you can get we've got dozens of them about what they've produced. Next February in San Francisco is a international conference. We haven't quite gotten totally into the debate about stigma in California yet, so it's a Together Against Stigma, and it's with the World Psychiatric Association. So if you want to come out to San Francisco in February, it's a little warmer than it is back here, then please don't hesitate to do so. And again, I think that I really want to thank Margaret for putting this together. I think it really has an opportunity for us to have a conversation about the theoretical research, national and practical ways of changing the paradigm in mental health in this country. Thank you very much.